Uncle Wiggily, Tall Tales from the Wee Wood, written by Howard R. Garris, narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the ICOM Players. I'm author-actor Jeffrey Giuliano, and I am indeed very proud to present to you now one of classical literature's most iconic tales. From the world's greatest writers throughout history come the most thought-provoking, meaningful, and touching stories of the human sphere. So welcome to a world of artful storytelling from the masters of their craft.
Uncle Wiggily Longears, the nice old gentleman rabbit, hopped out of bed one morning and started to go to the window to see if the sun was shining. But no sooner had he stepped on the floor than he cried out, "Oh, ouch! Oh, dear me, and a potato pancake! Oh, I believe I stepped on a tack! Sammy Littletail must have left it there. How careless of him!" Uncle Wiggily was an uncle to Sammy and Susie Littletail, the rabbit children, and also to Billy and Johnny Bushytail, the squirrel boys, and to Alice and Lulu and Jimmy Wibblewobble, the duck children. And I have written for you books about all of those characters. Now I thought I would write something just about Uncle Wiggily himself, though of course I'll tell you what all his nephews and nieces did too. Well, when Uncle Wiggily felt that sharp pain, he stood still for a moment and wondered what could have happened. "Yes, I'm almost sure it was a tack," he said. "I must pick it up so that no one else will step on it." So Uncle Wiggily looked on the floor, but there was no tack, only some crumbs from a sugar cookie that Susie Littletail had been eating the night before when her uncle had told her a bedtime story. "Oh, I know what it was. It must have been my rheumatism that gave me the pain," said the old rabbit gentleman as he looked for his red, white, and blue crutch striped like a barber pole. He found it under the bed, and then he managed to limp to the window. Surely enough, the sun was shining. "I'll certainly have to do something about this rheumatism," said Uncle Wiggily as he carefully shaved himself by the looking glass. "I'll see Dr. Possum." So after breakfast, when Sammy and Susie had gone to school, Dr. Possum was telephoned for, and he was called to see Uncle Wiggily.
Exclaimed the doctor, looking very wise.
"You have rheumatism very bad, Mr. Longears."
"Why, I knew that before you came," said the old rabbit gentleman.
"What I want is something to cure it."
"Ahem, yes,"
said Dr. Possum again, looking very wise.
"I think you need a change, sir. You must travel about, go on a journey, get out and see strange birds, pick pretty flowers. You don't get enough exercise. You must travel here and there and see things."
So the very next day, Uncle Wiggily started out with his crutch and his valise packed full of clean clothes and something in it to eat. Well, he went along for quite a distance, over the hills and down the road and through the woods, and as the sun got higher and warmer, his rheumatism felt better.
"I do believe Dr. Possum was right," said Uncle Wiggily. "Traveling is just the thing for me."
And he felt so very jolly that he whistled a little tune about a peanut wagon which roasted lemonade and boiled and frizzled Easter eggs that Mrs. Cluck Cluck had laid.
"Excuse me, where are you going?"
suddenly asked a voice as Uncle Wiggily finished the tune.
"I'm going to seek my fortune," replied Uncle Wiggily. "Who are you?"
"Oh, I'm a friend of yours,"
said the voice, and Uncle Wiggily looked all around but couldn't discover anyone.
"But where are you?"
the puzzled old rabbit gentleman wanted to know.
"I can't see you."
"No, and for a very, very good reason,"
answered the voice.
"You see, I have very weak eyes, and if I came up..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?